Hear these words from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words.
Friends, tonight we come to the manger carrying many things. The beauty of the sanctuary, the warmth of candlelight, the music and memories we cherish. But we also bring the heaviness of this world and the weight of our own lives, our worries and our fears. The first Christmas did not happen in a peaceful storybook world. Jesus was born into a time of occupation and fear, of political violence and deep uncertainty, amidst an empire ruled by an authoritarian regime. That sounds familiar in our own day. When the news can feel like a relentless catalog of suffering, conflict, and loss. Madeleine L'Engle, a writer and poet shaped by Christian faith, wrote a poem called "Into the Darkest Hour." She lived through the Second World War, the Cold War, and the cultural upheavals of the 20th century. And she saw how war and the tumult of war, fear, greed, and the lust for power marked her own era. Her language echoes the phrase, "the darkest hour," used for desperate years of global conflict, and also speaks to the ongoing political and social turmoil in the United States at the time when she was writing. In her poem, she refuses to pretend that the world is better than it is, and yet she insists that this is exactly the kind of world that Christ enters into. We are reminded that when there seems to be no room on the earth, the stable is our own heart. that even in seasons when everything feels like it's falling apart, God is still choosing to be born among us and within us. As you listen to this poem, you're invited to bring your honest grief, your questions, your frustrations, your fatigue, and your quiet hopes. Hear how the poet holds together darkness and light, and hear how God's love comes not after the darkest hour, but right into the middle of it. Into the Darkest Hour by Madeline L'Engle. It was a time like this. War and tumult of war. A horror in the air. Hungry yawned the abyss. And yet there came the star. And the child most wonderfully there. It was a time like this, of fear and lust for power, license and greed and blight. And yet, the Prince of Bliss came into the darkest hour in quiet and silent light. And in a time like this, how celebrate his birth? When all things fall apart. Ah, wonderful it is, with no room on the earth, the stable is our heart. Let us hold a moment of silence together, and in this stillness, notice the word or image or phrase from the poem that is lingering with you, and where you sense the light of Christ wanting to be born in you tonight. Hear these words of prayer. God of the longest night and the promised dawn, on this Christmas Eve, when shadows feel deep and the world grows weary, gather us into your holy presence. In the dark hours that linger before the light, hold all who wait, who ache, who doubt, who fear. When we cannot see the way forward, be the quiet heartbeat of hope within us, the steady breath that keeps us praying. You come to us not in blazing glory, but in a child, born in a forgotten corner of the world. Teach us to trust that your saving work is often hidden, small, and still, beginning in the dark before we recognize its brightness. When the night feels endless, remind us that you have entered even this hour. When grief or injustice cloud our vision, awaken us to the truth that no darkness can extinguish the light that has come into the world. As we lift our candles and sing, let their fragile flames become a sign of your fierce, enduring love. Kindle in us the courage to carry that light into every shadowed place, into conflict and loneliness, into hunger and fear, into every corner of our own hearts. On this holy night, meet us in the darkest hour and turn us toward the dawn by the light of Christ born among us. May we keep watch, stay awake, and welcome the coming day of joy, justice, and peace. In the name of Christ, the light that shines in the darkness, we pray. Amen.